Wake up slow and hold on to your soul. Wake up slow and don't lose all control. Wake up slow and hold on to the phone. Don't let it slip away. Slow. Put your head down.
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trip Tower. Wildcard Wednesday, everybody, a little bit later on, so get your requests in. 312-981-7200. With Esmeralda to buy that's coming up a little bit later, and some of the more memorable taglines in movie history. That music that you just heard is from Ben Marshall Band, and Ben Marshall Band will be playing this Friday, May 13th at Sylvie's Lounge, a really great place on Irving Park in Chicago. And we have from Ben Marshall Band. Ben Marshall is here. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks all for right, man. Me. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here.
Very cool. And also, your drummer is here, and it's Craig Conway. Hey, Craig, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, 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 Thanks good. Are you'll be playing on with him on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We also have a bass player, George Tiones, but he's probably at home sleeping right
so
now.
So just the three of you, power trio?
Yep, that's correct.
Very cool. Very, very, very cool. So tell me a little bit about how, Ben, how you got started, with music. When did that begin for you?
I started playing guitar when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Took a few lessons, and actually I started on classical guitar, then moved over to like blues and rock and songwriting.
Was there a lot of music when you were growing up in your house?
Yeah, like my parents had a lot of records lying around, like Jim Croce, actually, Julian Bream and John Williams, all the classical stuff,
mm-hmm.
Led Zeppelin. So, like, there's a broad array.
There was stuff all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you grow up?
It would be Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, you're from Battle Creek. Oh, yeah. So it's your house smelled like Kellogg's.
That's right.
Yeah,
city.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you get to Battle Creek, man, it's like, oh, this is the greatest smelling place in the world. So that's pretty cool. Did you ever take the tour at Kellogg's?
Yeah, and we actually did the world's largest breakfast table where everybody gets together and just eats cereal.
Wait. What is this? I don't know. I mean, I've done the tour. I went to Battle Creek and did the Kellogg's tour. What's is this an annual thing?
Yeah, it used to be. They might have discontinued it, but it's called the world's largest breakfast table where everybody just eats at this huge table and eats cereal.
That's awesome. Well, wait, how big is the table? Was there like hundreds of people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother. He's a guitarist as
well. Is he older or younger?
He's younger. He's 3 or 4 years younger.
Okay, so were you one of those guys that turned the younger brother on to cool music? Did you go, hey, you should listen to this? Or did he like come into your room and take your stuff and listen to it?
He probably stole us. Stuff.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, I think I definitely turned him on to playing guitar.
Yeah.
For sure. Just be an older brother and, you know,
cool.
Try to be like the older brother.
Sure, of course, man. Of course. And Craig, what about you? When did you start playing drums?
I started when I was 7.
And was drums the first instrument that you wanted to play? You knew it from the get-go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took lessons for about 12 years, and I taught others and
mm-hmm.
went to music school a little bit.
And you're giving away the fact that you're a drummer because of your shirt.
Really? Well, it's for radio. But.
Yeah, he's wearing a Zildjian shirt, so that's which I was like, you walked in, this guy plays drums, clearly. So now what about you? Did you grow up with siblings and stuff in your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have an older brother.
Did he turn you on to music?
No.
No?
No. No, he didn't turn me on to much of anything.
Yeah. Okay. And you, where are you from?
I'm from the D.C. area. I was born in Washington, D.C. and mm-hmm. grew up playing in that area, Baltimore, Washington, D.C.
What's the music scene like? What was the music scene like out there?
Well, I played in lots of different types of bands, so I've played in political events, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
But then there's a lot of blues clubs. So you've got the Georgetown,
the Georgetown
kind of
area,
upscale,
yeah.
M Street,
Fells Point.
Exactly. Then in Baltimore, you have Fells Point and so forth. But then in D.C., Washington, D.C. proper, I've played in blues bands. So you've got Delta blues and various other styles of blues. A lot of good blues coming.
You don't hear you don't hear a lot about the music scene in that area. You know what I mean? A lot of cities and areas around the country get a lot of play, and,
right.
and they, that area really doesn't.
No, I think there are a lot of good musicians
yeah.
in the area, but they go somewhere else. They'll, like our blues singer, she got noticed in Nashville, contract there, went to Nashville, or you go to New York. But there is, but people come back and play.
Yeah.
But you're right. This is a mecca. Then you've got New York. You've got L.A.
Right.
You've got Nashville. Yeah. That kind of thing.
I went to D.C. and Baltimore on a baseball trip. We actually went the year that Camden Yards opened.
Okay, 92.
92, yeah. And we went, and the first thing that we did, the first thing that I wanted to do, because I'm such a geek, was we get to D.C., and there's all of these amazing places to go to, all the history. Mm-hmm. You've got the Capitol, you've got the Monument, you've got the Smithsonian, and I go, we have to go to the Exorcist Steps. And we have to go right now.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, it's in Georgetown.
But I know exact. I sat there when I realized it. I had to wait for someone. I couldn't get away.
That was the first thing we did. We went to the Exorcist Steps, and I was like, yeah! And what the crazy thing is, the house where is not next to the house where the exorcism took place is not right outside the steps.
No.
It's like two blocks away.
It is.
So, but anyway, that was how stupid I am. Instead of going to the Capitol, I said, we got to go to the Exorcist Steps. Yeah. So, well, anyway, welcome you guys.
Thank you. Hang on.
We're going to take a break, and then afterwards we'll talk a little more, and we'll hear a song live, and we'll play a full song off of your EP.
Sounds great.
All right, cool. And again, this is Ben Marshall from Ben Marshall Band, and Craig Conway, his drummer, is with us, and they're playing this Friday night, the 13th, at Sylvie's Lounge on Lincoln. I'm sorry, on Western. Or I'm Western. See? I don't even know what's going on anymore. It's on Irving, for God's sake. It's on Irving. And so check it out there. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich at 5 a.m. with your opening bell. And at 6 o'clock, it's the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. It's a Wild Card Wednesday. It is Wednesday, Wild Card Wednesday. And if you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200. That's for talking text. Check us out on Twitter. Follow us at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us. And when you go to our Facebook page, you'll find all the information for a concert that's happening at Sylvie's Lounge on Irving. And it's the Ben Marshall Band will be playing at Sylvie's. And we've got Ben. Ben, welcome back.
Thank you.
And the drummer, Craig Conway. Craig, welcome back as well.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk a little bit about, you were talking about how, you know, there was a lot of records in your house when you were growing up and stuff. Did you have, you said there was a lot of variety of stuff in your house.
For sure, yeah.
Was there anything that you gravitated towards immediately?
I can remember playing along to Jim Croce records.
Yeah.
Just sitting there trying to play the lead parts. And I mean, I really liked his stuff, like Led Zeppelin, and like my first actual record that I purchased myself.
Okay. Well, we're gonna do that later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, man. But like, so now, you see, people don't understand it. Like, I'm 50, and so, you know, there was a time period. I don't think people understand just how big Jim Croce was. In the 70s, he was just massive, and then of course he, you know, was taken from us way too soon, died very young.
Yeah.
But he had some major hits. So was Croce. Croce was like one of the first ones that you really got into.
Yeah, Jim Croce, and like Led Zeppelin, the Beatles for mm-hmm. sure. Like Elton John was another.
Elton John.
And like my parents had a record player, so I mean.
Yeah.
And I really miss like just
the vinyl.
I need to buy another one of those.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, there's a resurgence in vinyl now, yep. Man. You know, the popularity in vinyl is pretty big, and major artists are pressing records now, and a lot of people are buying. You know, a lot of people are buying turntables, and you can get a bunch of equipment online. You can get styluses and stuff online to keep up with it. And it's big, man. We have a guy, Jim Hankey, who you know.
Yep.
Jim is a vinyl, you know, aficionado. He has a podcast called Vinyl Emergency, in fact, and he's been in here several times. In fact, he came in one time and gifted me with the first album that I ever bought on vinyl, and it was purple vinyl. It was Black Sabbath Paranoid was the first album I ever bought, and so he brought it in one morning and said, here you go, man. It's amazing. It's on purple vinyl. It's beautiful.
Wow.
So there's a resurgence in that stuff. Now, you play guitar. Did you always want to play guitar? Was that the instrument that you wanted to play? Did you play any school instruments?
Yeah,
when
I was 4 years old, I was at a wedding. I mean, I vaguely have this memory. And this guy gave me a guitar pick. And like when I was 10, I just wanted to start playing. Then finally, when I was 13, my parents got me a guitar. So
it was always guitar?
Yeah.
No other instruments that you were interested in?
No, it's always been guitar.
Yeah. And then you said you took classical lessons?
Yeah, for a few years by a fellow by the name of George Yateman. He played during the big band era.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he was really, had a really, you know, lasting effect on my early career. So, yeah.
So was it, do you find yourself when you're writing songs, do you find the classical training gets in there every once in a while when you're
Yeah,
when
I mean, some of the songs, like the new instrumental we do called The Flight, which will be on the next EP, this more like finger style.
Yeah.
But it varies from the type of song I do. Like, yeah. If I'm doing a pop song, it's probably not as prevalent there. But
yeah. Okay. And now, Craig, you started playing. When did you start playing drums again?
7.
You were 7.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because a lot of people who play drums, it's not their first instrument because a lot of parents don't want drums in the house.
Mm. Actually, my father loved the drums, so he loved Gene Krupa, Buddy Rich, and so forth. So the
old school guys.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So did you get like a kit at a young age?
No, the approach then, because I started taking lessons when I was 7, was to not have a drum because it would ring and you wouldn't hear your mistakes. So you have a practice pad.
The practice pad, yeah.
So you would get the sticking. You would also learn how to hit the same place on the drum. Mm-hmm. So you have accuracy. And you learn the 13 basic rudiments. It's like scales for a melodic instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So it was old school in that way. It was probably a year later that I got a snare drum, and it was probably a year after that I got a drum set.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of years before you had a full kit.
Yeah, I learned, you know, again, rudimentary drumming and that kind of thing.
Now, did you take lessons?
Mm-hmm, for about 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you teach now? You said...
I don't now.
But you did.
I have, yes. Yeah. Actually, I taught in a music studio when I was 16 and taught privately and then also taught out of my home as well. So I taught drum kit, snare drum, as well as timpani and marimba, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, to go into music school, you had to learn a melodic percussion instrument, so I learned marimba.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. You ever bust that out every once in a while?
Not anymore.
No? Okay. No. All right. Now, when did you come from D.C. to Chicago?
Way of Grand Rapids.
Oh, Grand Rapids.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right about
it's
here.
It's in the thumb area.
Right, the thumb area. Yeah. Yep. So how long did you spend in Grand Rapids?
Little over a year.
Yeah.
Little over a year.
I like Grand Rapids. I dated a girl who lived in Grand Haven.
Oh, I know where that is.
And we used to go to Grand Rapids, you know, pretty frequently.
I lived in Grand Rapids for 5 years.
Did you live in Grand Rapids, too? Yeah. Did you know him?
No.
Wow, look at that.
Besides which, the roads are so jarring, you wouldn't remember anyway.
Yeah. I just remember when I was dating her, I dated this girl, and it was, we dated in from the fall to about the spring. So when we visited Grand Haven, which is terrible because you should visit Grand Haven or, you know, or certain parts of Michigan in the summer. That's the time to go.
Right.
Especially Grand Haven. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We went in the winter. And I just remember we went up for Christmas one time and then we went up there a couple of times like in January and then for Valentine's Day. And I can't remember which trip it was, but that shoehorn that you have to do, the horseshoe that you have to do around Indiana,
yes.
I thought I was going to die. I mean, it was just blinding. I couldn't see anything.
Right.
I couldn't see anything. I was like, that's it. We're dead. I'm going to die in Indiana. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable.
Sounds like a song.
There you go.
Indiana. Yeah.
Yeah. You can take that as inspiration.
I can think of some other place that I'd rather die.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people in Indiana going, I don't want to die here either, man. All right. Well, let's hear, Ben. You're going to play a song. All right. And tell us what we're going to hear. And all that cool stuff.
Cool. The song is called Take My Memories. It's off our EP called Point of No Return.
Right, which is what we've been playing the music for.
Yep.
Okay. So this is called Take My Memory.
Yep, and I'd like to dedicate it to my wife, Tiffany.
To Tiffany. Aww.
Happy anniversary. We celebrate our 7th anniversary in a couple of days.
So. Oh, well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Good for you. Okay, cool. All right, so here's Ben Marshall.
Such a long time. Now I am yours. times seem tough, but it's you and me I've been thinking of. Just don't leave here tonight. Your smiling face is all that I need. Now we're as happy as we can be. I know that times seem tough, but it's you and me I've been thinking of. Just don't leave here tonight. Take my memories, I don't need them. All I really need is a touch I felt before. Take my memories. Take my memories. Take my memories. I miss you since you've been away. Things just haven't felt the same. I know that times seem tough, but it's you and me I've been dreaming of. Just don't leave here tonight.
Nice, man. Really, really nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job. But you got some brownie points from your wife for that one, didn't you?
Yeah. Tell her to leave the light out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. Very, very good. You got you got a couple of birthdays taken care of with that song, an anniversary gift, I think. That's all set up. Very nice, man.
Well, she got me tickets to Chris Cornell this summer at Ravinia.
So. Oh, very cool. For this coming?
Yeah, he's one of my favorite singers. Yeah,
yeah, he's sure. He's great, man. I was just telling a story about a Soundgarden show I went to one night, and Sebastian Bach was there from Skid Row, and I elbowed him in the head and knocked him down. I'm not kidding, I did. So, all right, we'll talk a little bit more. You guys hang out for a second. Kirk Conway is the drummer. He's with us. One more mention, your bass player.
His name is George Tionis.
Okay, George. He's going to be there, too. Yeah. And that's Ben Marshall. BenMarshallBand.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/NickDShow. And he's going to be playing songs from the EP Point of No Return and more. That's this Friday, May 13th at Sylvie's Lounge, 1902 West Irving Park Road, a really great place. If you don't want to drive, you can take the public transportation really easily, especially the Brown Line. If you want to jump on the train, it's literally steps away from there. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear more from Ben, and then another song will be played from the EP. We'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that is Ben Marshall from the Ben Marshall Band. And Ben is here, and Craig Conway, the drummer from the band, is also here. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You guys have a gig Friday night at Sylvie's, and you've never been there, Ben, but Craig, you have.
Yes.
And I've been there. I've been there several times. It's a great room. You're gonna have a good time playing there. It's in a very, very cool neighborhood. The people are really cool, and it's split into two rooms. There's like when you first walk in, there's the bar area, and then you go around the corner, and the room on the other side is where the band plays. And it's a really it's very nice setup.
They're looking forward to the live sound there. I heard they have really good acoustics. Yeah. Actually, the room's designed for live music.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great, it's terrific. You're gonna have a good time there. It's just a very, very cool place. We were talking about some of the other places off the air. Some of the other places that you've played. You've played Elbow Room.
Yeah, Elbow Room twice. Phyllis's Musical Inn. Mm-hmm. Played there a few times. We got a gig June 17th at the Q Bar in Darien.
So. Got it. Now, do you like the live performance better than the recording, than doing the recording stuff? It's a different animal, I know, but
it's been a while since I've recorded. You know, this album we did it back in like 2013, I think it was.
Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back in the studio. Like, I do love the live atmosphere, especially when you have a good crowd and feed off the energy. It doesn't get much better than that. But
All right. So let's. I asked the standard question before. I'm going to play another song off of the EP. And we're going to do that in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to the standard questions that I always ask musicians when they come in. What was the first album that you ever bought?
I'd have to say it would be the Boston debut album, Boston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Boston. Okay. All right. And what about you, Kirk?
Beatles, Let It Be.
Let It Be. Nice choice. Okay. First concert you ever went to?
It was my dad took me and my brother to the Association and the Grassroots.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, No Time Left, I think, or in My Midnight Confession. Those great hits.
Yeah, The Association, man, those guys could harmonize big time. That's pretty cool. All right, that's cool.
Great,
your first concert, Craig?
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt, nice choice. Yeah, that's good. Now, do you guys have like a favorite concert? Because we were talking about favorite concerts. Do you remember like a concert that you saw that you just was unbelievable for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually recently I saw John Mayer live, and that was the first time I've seen him, and I was blown away. Like, he's really good.
He can play guitar, man. He can play guitar.
Yeah, it was something. It was really good.
And Craig, what about you? You have any concert that stands out for you?
Prince.
Oh, yeah.
The Musicology tour. They had Maceo Parker was in the band playing sax, Candy Dolfer, and John Blackwell Jr., young drummer. His father was a session player with Motown back in the day.
Yeah.
Real nice guy. So they had really great talent around him, and it was
I saw that tour. I saw that tour.
I saw him twice.
Yeah. I only saw him once on that tour. I saw Prince like seven or eight times, but on that it was a great tour and incredible band.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any influences as a drummer? I mean, you said you were talking, back in the day you were listening to Buddy Rich and Gene Cooper.
Right.
And
so I've played big band jazz, so I've, listened to Peter Erskine's great drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Gadd is an excellent drummer as well. Terry Bozzio with Frank Zappa.
Oh, boy,
Missing Persons. Divide those measures. It's not dance music. So.
But
lots of variety. I just love it.
Well, cool. All right. Listen, we're going to play another song here. It's the first cut off of the EP. Tell everybody what it's called and what we're going to hear.
Yeah, it's called Let the Rain.
Okay.
And it's, like you said, the first song of the EP and probably one of my favorite songs on the album. So.
Okay, cool. All right, well, here you go. This is Ben Marshall Band on WGN.
Thank you. but you're there, safe and sound as the world turns.
There you go. That's Ben Marshall Band. Thank you guys for coming down. I really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for performing. I appreciate it. Craig, nice to meet you.
Great to meet you. The
show is this Friday, the 13th, at Sylvie's Lounge on West Irving Park Road. BenMarshallBand.com is the website, but we have a link on our Facebook page. Again, guys, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Have a great gig on Friday. Thanks. All right, we'll be right back. We got the news coming up on WGN.